Forbuy will also want to display a form for users to specify which stock they want to buy and the number of shares of that stock they'd like to purchase. So again, it sounds like it's time to add another template to our directory. Then we'll want to add that stock to the user's portfolio if they have enough cash and update their cash as appropriate. For the display form, let's ask for the symbol of the stock and the number of shares, of course checking if this is valid input. Now that we know how many shares of a particular stock the user wants to purchase, let's see if they can actually afford it. Select the cash column from the table users where the ID number equals 1. And if that cash exceeds the total value of the shares times the price of that stock, then I can go ahead and buy that stock. If they can indeed afford it, then let's add that stock to the user's portfolio. In the portfolio, we'll want to keep track of how many shares of each stock the user has. Now, the users table that we have within our SQL database doesn't have the capability to store that information yet, because our users table simply has the username, the user ID, and the hash of their password. So in addition to our users table, we're going to want to add another one. Whether we call that portfolio or transactions or history or any other appropriate name that reflects the type of table it is. Within this table, or perhaps combination of tables, you could have two if you so choose. We want to keep track of who bought what at what price and when, using the appropriate SQLite types for the values that we're inserting. Defining unique indices on any fields that should be unique, and then non-unique indices on any fields that we may be searching. After successfully updating the user's virtual portfolio, let's also update the cache to reflect the purchase that they just made. Remember that a user's cache is stored in the user's table. So if I have my user with ID number 1 and they just bought $50 worth of shares, then I'll execute the update query. Update the user's table, setting cache equal to cache minus 50, where my user is user with ID 1. Now let's edit the landing page.